Today in the studio, we are joined by composer Tucker Fuller, as well as singers Meryl Zimmerman and Mary Townsend, to talk about Murder, the performance, which will take place on July 29th at the Tigerman Den. So thank you, all three of you, for coming in and joining us today.
Thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
Yes, we're very happy to be here.
Tell us about the experience of singing about murder and it taking place in New Orleans.
Oh, man. Well, there's a lot of ghost tours. There's a lot of so-called haunted hotels and mansions. So that just seems to fit the theme of kind of the creepy, spooky nature of the city. And singing about murder, it's a perfect match.
So you have to obviously get in a certain mindset if you're going to sing about murder, whether it involves love or anything. So, Mary, can you tell us about what it's like to get in character to sing these songs?
Sure. Well, Tucker's music is always very, like, it's very formal, and it's very, like, it's art music. It's very, like, detailed and complicated, but it's also very emotional. And so I think there's a very set line, even though the songs shift a lot in genre. Like, there's a 50s R&B song, there's a Dolly Parton song, there's a Schubert song. There's, like, a very specific character that we're sort of reaching for when we sort of, like, think about, like, the creepy but also the awful aspects of all these murders.
So Megan Leavitt wrote the lyrics. Tell us about your experience working with Megan and how you all started working together.
Megan is a wonderful, wonderful poet that I met at the University of Michigan, and we have collaborated on a number of song cycles. This was the first song cycle that we collaborated on. Both she and I met in a lyric theory class in graduate school and kind of shared a love for American popular music. And when the opportunity arose to write a song cycle, we both came together and were like, let's write murder ballads. We did murder ballads first, then came love songs, which was sort of a nod to Cole Porter and sort of the American Songbook. And then our third collaboration, we wrote labor songs, which investigates
people working in bad conditions.
Exactly.
How do you switch from one plot or narrative to the next when you're writing these and composing the pieces?
The murder ballads are actually, it's a set story, but you wouldn't necessarily know that from listening to it. The text is a little obscured, but it does tell the story about two people sort of falling in love with one another, and one of them happens to be a psychopath, and the other one, sadly, is sort of a broken person who wants to be loved and ends up joining this person and committing some terrible, terrible things. Kind of use a love story sort of wrapped around various murders as a way to move along.
And how about some ballads that haven't been written before? What would you like to dedicate a ballad to?
Cookie ballads. There would be a different ballad for each type of cookie. I would do a black and white cookie ballad, a peanut butter cookie ballad, a chocolate chip cookie ballad, maybe an Oreo ballad if we can get the rights. But yeah, cookie ballads.
Man, I don't know. I liked your idea about birth. I guess you would have to do, like, months. It would have to be, like, 9 months of ballads.
Once again, we have been talking with composer Tucker Fuller, as well as singers Meryl Zimmerman and Mary Townsend, who will all be performing in Murder, the performance that will take place on July 29th at the Tigerman Den. Doors open at 7, and the singing starts at 8 o'clock. For more information, you can go to vianolavie.org. Thank you all three for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having us, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For Nola V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.